Hello, great patriotic friends, and welcome to September 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. One of the reasons why I do this show is because, in my opinion, I find that America has some of the best and most entertaining stories in the history of mankind. I assembled this show from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice, very nice. And now moving on to today's headlines. Well, it's Jesse James' birthday, so I'll talk about that. Plus, Sam Houston is elected president of Texas. Whitney Houston wins big at the MTV Video Music Awards.
Batman animated series debuts.
As well as an assassination attempt on Gerald Ford. All right, so now let's get started. 1847, it's Jesse James' birthday. And I've talked about him several times in the past, so I'll just go over some highlights about him. Jesse was actually the son of a preacher man. His dad was a Baptist minister who helped establish the William Jewell Colleges in Missouri. His father moved to California, leaving his family behind, and died there. Jesse and his big brother Frank became bushwhackers during the Civil War and joined the gang who was responsible for slaughtering hundreds of men, boys, and Union soldiers in Kansas. There's a myth that he was a type of Robin Hood, one who stole from the rich and gave to the poor, but the myth completely ignores the fact that the only poor Jesse James gave to was himself, and killed pretty much anyone who got in his way. For years, Jesse would elude the Pinkertons, an early version of the FBI. Jesse James made it all the way past his 34th birthday, amazingly enough, until Bob Ford shot Jesse in the back of the head. 1836, Sam Houston is elected as president of Texas. In addition, Houston was also a U.S. senator and war hero. Houston was born in Lexington, Virginia on March 2, 1793, and moved to Tennessee with his family when he was young. His father died when he was just a boy, and Houston ran away from home, moving in with the Cherokee tribe. He later fought in the War of 1812 and served under Andrew Jackson in the Creek Wars. Houston studied law and was elected governor of Tennessee in 1827. He had a very brief marriage, then later became a Cherokee citizen. In 1835, with the outbreak of the Texas Revolution, Houston became commanding general of the Revolutionary Army and defeated Santa Anna at the Battle of San Jacinto in 1836. He was elected president of Texas on September 5, 1836, and served two terms. After Texas was annexed by the U.S., he served on the Senate from 1846 to 1859. He didn't really fit in after that, being a Unionist and all, and also a friend of the Indians. He hopelessly watched as Texas seceded from the U.S. with the other southern states leading up to the Civil War. He refused to pledge allegiance to the Confederate States of America and was ousted. 2 years later, Sam Houston died of pneumonia. In entertainment news, 1986, Whitney Houston wins big at the third MTV Video Music Awards. 1992, Batman's animated series debuts. Ranker named it the top superhero TV show of all time. Ranking out Ranker's top five of that list include The Flash, Daredevil, X-Men 2011, and Justice League Unlimited. For those of you old-school geezer nerds like me, I can tell you that the original Batman from 1966 came in at number 13, Buffy the Vampire Slayer at 14, 1979's Supergirl at 15, Linda Carter's Wonder Woman at 17, Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno's The Incredible Hulk at number 18, $6 Million Man and Bionic Woman at 31 and 33 respectively, Greatest American Hero at 35, Power Rangers 45, He-Man number 51, and 1966's Green Hornet number 57. 1975. Juni survives his first assassination attempt. Two women were sent to carry out a hit on President Gerald Juni Ford, the first one being on September 5th, 1975 in Sacramento, California by Lynette Fromm. Lynette was a member of The Family, the name of Charles Manson's group of angels who carried out his dirty work. She was taken down by Secret Service. The second one, 17 days later, was attempted by Sarah Hayne Moore in San Francisco, a mentally ill accountant, not really sure what her agenda was. But as Sarah raised her gun, a Vietnam vet named Oliver Sipple was standing by and wrestled the gun away from her. Both women would be sentenced to life in prison.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for September 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For example, what's your take on Jesse James? Or that Sam Houston story in Texas? Or that Whitney Houston performance of How Will I Know and The Greatest Love of All at the 1986 Video Music Awards by MTV. Ah yes, 1986. And she wasn't the only one who came up big. Aha, Robert Palmer, Dire Straits, Pat Benatar, Prince and the Revolution, even David Bowie and Mick Jagger. See, the 80s weren't so bad. Or what about that Gerald Ford story? Here's some advice, politicians. If it's 1975, stay away from Northern California. So yeah, let me know what you think. And you can also check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. Let me know how you do on those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. Another presidential assassination attempt. This one for President McKinley. Plus, patent news about the barcode, pacemaker, and battery cell. We'll wish a happy birthday to Kennedy Sr. That would be Joseph Patrick. And historical news on the New York Yankees, so don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you tomorrow.